You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We have a Rangers 4-pack giveaway coming up momentarily. Commercial-free expressway on your home of the World Series champs. They return to action tonight with a 6:30 pregame first pitch at 7 o'clock against the Seattle Mariners. Sean Sharif, Ralph James Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. And we're a few days away from our NFL draft coverage. If you go anywhere else, you are robbing yourself. Of course, led by Brian Broaddus. We got Bobby working multiple days over at the Ford Center, the Star in Frisco. And Zach Wolchuk will be leading the way.
And we have Jerry Presser today, baby. Don't roll your eyes. You know you love it. You're going to roll your eyes now. Then tomorrow we're going to have so many cuts that are like, oh, listen to this. This is such a like there's going to be drama to it. That it's all we're going to want to talk about tomorrow.
Are they going to keep asking him about like the all-in stuff?
Yes. I get the frustration of like how many times do we have to answer this? Like I do understand that perspective of it.
Until you say the truth, maybe.
But I think that's the thing. I think they're going to keep getting pressed on it until it's like, until you give an answer that makes sense. Because your answers haven't made sense yet.
Or people are going to be, the reporters today will be like, what would be an all-in draft pick? Like, how many different types of, you know, it's like.
Wide receiver.
It's like Chopped. Like, how many different ways can you fit the magic ingredient into the recipe? How many different ways can you fit all in into any of your questions?
Do you think they'll ask him, get the trio of off-season quotes in there. Like, just say, hey, you guys looked really fatigued at the end of the season. When you're looking at who to draft, how do you go all in necessarily? And then you get in all three of their quotes there.
Mike Florio went and mocked the all-in on ProFootballTalk.com. He kind of stole my gambling, parallel where you're sitting there at Choctaw or Windstar and you go all-in. And they're like, well, why aren't all your chips in the middle of the table? Well, because I'm using the Jerry all-in. You think you can do that?
Literal. No.
You think you can do that? You drop Jerry's name at the official casino of the Cowboys and they have to accept you keeping half your chips?
If you're at a poker table, you could just throw one chip in, but if you say all in, but you just throw one chip in and say your whole stack, that's all in.
They take it?
They accept that as all in.
Really? Here's what Florio said. The Cowboys have done nothing to prove they're going all in. Contracts with current players have not been addressed. See, that's where they have no escape, because their justification is, no, we're going all in with our current guys, and they're 0-3. They're 0-3 there, so you haven't even done that. Well, the offseason's not over yet. I'm sure everything's in negotiation, but no Micah, no Lamb, no Dak. So that all-in, which you're trying to tell us we're misunderstanding, that didn't happen either. Florio, contracts with current players have not been addressed. Significant help has not been acquired. Instead, the Cowboys have offered up every possible definition for all-in, except the definition that it's always had. In so doing, we're now left to consider whether all-in actually does mean something other than what all-in has always meant. Jerry has not done it this year. He never has. He's apparently not willing to do anything now that might force him to take a step back into a later year. What you think, RJ? Because if and when the Cowboys ever fade from contention for 2 or 3 straight years, they might lose their hammerlock on the America's Team moniker and the profile and profit that goes along with it. I've been wondering for a while whether Jerry Jones wants to desperately win. Truly, does he desperately want to win another Super Bowl, or is he just a carnival barker? who hopes to say what's necessary to get the suckers born every minute to open their wallets every year for tickets and jerseys and hats and overpriced food and beverages at AT&T. And just as importantly, to flock their eyeballs to Cowboy games on national TV. Well, here's my current assessment from Mike Florio. He's a salesman, a huckster, a guy who pretends to want to reach the top of the mountain while counting the cash in his tent at base camp. And it's worked. Saying he's all in late January was just part of the process of getting fans to think things will be better in 24. Then after the fans go all in with the renewals of season tickets, the Cowboys can do something other than go all in while claiming they actually are. The all in means something other than what it always has. And it's an impressive trick, a sleight of hand that lets Jerry pick the pockets of those who still hope to see the Cowboys turn the clock back to the early 90s.
Okay, so what he's missing here, it's very poetic.
Oh, here comes,
poetic.
Here comes Venmo Bell from Jerry's account.
It's very poetic. What he's missing here is just the possibility that he misspoke. Like, I mean, that's ultimately, like, we of all the things where we're like, did Jerry say that? Did Jerry mean to say that over the years? Like, this is the one where it's like, nope, this is it. You said it that one time. We're holding you. And I'm not saying that he's not responsible for the words he says. He absolutely is. But, like, I think that him saying something one time and then
But he did follow up, Bobby, with extensions. That's what he that's what he said.
What he
talked about extensions. The quote is right here from the combine.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like a Tank. I believe that Tank Lawrence misspoke more so than Jerry Jones.
Yeah, I think that Jerry, but
because you could be all in with.
Because Tank didn't go into, well, we were tired. Look, when you're coming out of the second half and you don't get that banana for potassium and you really, we ran out of the water coolers and whatever bananas do, you don't get the vitamin. If
he
really goes into depth about being tired, then I believe it's less of a misspeak.
Right,
sure.
Right
out, man.
Yeah, he didn't, and Jerry did.
Jerry did. Now, listen, I guess Jerry could be saying, this is probably on the Franklin Injury Attorney's fan text, if you're all in and you only have $50 worth of chips and the whole table's got $200 worth of chips, you're all in, but you're the short stack. So you're all in for less because you don't have as much money to spend. So technically, you're all in.
I want to justify her, Bell.
Yeah.
From Chop.
Technically, you're all in.
How is it that, like I'm trying to think, has there ever been a phrase?
But this has been Bassick's theory. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
This has been Bassick's theory forever that Jerry, and I've been slow to believe it until this offseason, that Jerry sells it, gets us all hooked, and then really does nothing to take it over the top. That's what Mike is basically been saying. This is what Florio is writing here. Sorry, go ahead, Bobby.
No, I just, I'm trying to think if there's ever.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Has there ever been a comment Jerry's made that the fan base has, like, held him? No. Like, held him as much of, like, dude, this is, like, turned back on him. Like, there are tons of times Jerry says things that people get frustrated about and everything else. But I can't think of a comment that he's made that has lasted this long in terms of fans being able to hold us. Like, no, you are being held to account for saying this, and we're not going to let up until it becomes reality. And that's fair. I'm not saying it's not fair. I'm trying to think if there's ever been a time where Jerry's own words have been held, like, as a standard against him by the fan base other than this. I don't think there ever has been.
No. There's no check I would write big enough. Every one of 500 guys could coach this team. That was a bad one to say.
Any one of 500 guys could coach this team was a bad one to say.
But that was 30 years ago.
But my answer to that is no, because they never give any sense of direction of what they're going to do with their planning.
Right.
And he did with this. Mm-hmm. When he said that, I was like, oh, here we go. Guns a-blazing. This is a Maverick offseason of I'm going to turn over every single rocket.
And it turned into a real Mavericks offseason.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but if you look at it, like, because they've been a really good team for 20 years. You can't really argue that. They've been a really good team.
Yeah.
So why haven't they advanced? Like, it statistically, it's improbable that they have not made at least the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
Every eight teams, you should make the NFC Championship game every 8 years. Like, you should literally, you know, if you just the way the NFL is structured. And they just haven't done that. So are they not good enough? Well, I don't think that's the case. They've been good enough to make it there. Are they unlucky? You know, I can make the case.
Well, you can also say they haven't had a special enough quarterback.
Sure, that could be it.
And that's not a Dak shot. I'm throwing Romo right into that. I think Romo's better than Dak, but Tony,
yeah, if you don't have the best quarterback in the league, you are subject to randomness.
Bobby's face.
Hasn't been coaching?
The hell did you just say?
Romo is...
No!
Yes.
No! Ceiling.
With my life on the line to play a game or like six games, I'm taking Tony Romo over Dak Prescott. But Tony Romo was still never upper echelon.
No, he got the...
Tony Romo's not going to the Hall of Fame, nor should he.
No, Dak and Tony got more out of their career than their draft slot said they should have.
Tony.
Now, that doesn't really matter, but I mean, you know, like, you don't expect when they drafted Dak Prescott.
I'm shocked.
When they drafted Dak Prescott in the fourth round, they took Tony as an undrafted free agent. They didn't expect to give them second contracts for hundreds of millions of dollars. They didn't expect that. So they got benefits out of that. But are they falling short because they're not good enough? No. Is it I mean, I could point to three situations where they were a little bit unlucky. One of the greatest throws in playoff history, a fumbled snap on a bad football, a dropped first down by a sure-handed receiver.
A bad NFL rule.
Yeah, but you know what? You know
a bad
what?
NFL catch. Rule you know with what? A catch. But I mean, like, they so, could have. There's so, a lot of situations.
So what are you getting to? Do you have an answer for that? You're just saying
well,
why?
Well, I don't think it's fair to say, like, you know what Florio's saying, just kill it. I say this whole thing is, you know, Jerry just wanting to stay relevant. I mean, they've been good enough. They just haven't
They haven't been good enough to win the Super Bowl.
No.
You can maybe point out one or two
07,
years.
Okay. They were
I'm
not
so
good.
I'm so freaking tired of hearing them. Not from you.
Yeah.
Give me a reference within the past, like, freaking 15 years.
16?
They haven't.
16, they were good enough.
16. They were good enough to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
who would they have played that year? They would have played
New England.
New England.
Because
that
was 28-3.
Yeah. Or they probably would have lost to Atlanta. Atlanta was on a run that year.
But they were never like, they're the favorites. They're going to the Super Bowl.
16, a lot of people, I think, felt they were.
I could see 16.
No. 16 was Dak's rookie year. No, they were number one seed.
Oh,
Zeke was.
Oh, God. Dak's rookie year, they weren't going to the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback.
They were the number one seed.
I never thought of that.
They went 13-3.
I never thought. We were still having an argument whether Tony should come back.
I thought.
So there was
That's because you think Romo's good.
Any Tony opinion you have is disqualified. 14. I don't know what he did to
any
you.
Any Dak opinion you have is disqualified.
No, it doesn't. I'm open-minded. Fair as F.
I think 07, F-A-F. Obviously, 14 and 16.
Raff and Faff.
Raff and Faff.
Rename the show.
Those three years, they were good enough to get to the Super Bowl. 07, 14, and 16. They were good enough to get to the Super Bowl those years. Win it. I mean, I don't think they were going to beat New England in 07. They didn't have the front. They had already played that year. They got pretty worked, right?
I mean, if they were just not... I don't know what the hell happened with that run defense in the Rams playoff game in 2018. But, I mean, the Rams went to the Super Bowl that year, and Dallas was good enough to be on the field.
They were
good
enough.
Like, 18, they were after the Amari trade, they were good enough.
Florio ends it with this. The Cowboys are currently worse, not better, than the team that won the division and lost badly in the first round. That makes Jones's repeated use of the term all-in even more jarring in hindsight. Makes it hard not to wonder whether the end result of the coming campaign will prompt plenty of customers to go all out for 2025. Of course, that's when Jones will fashion with a new pitch for keeping them engaged, possibly by hiring Bill Belichick to coach the team, and here will be the carnival bark. Step right up, folks. Come one, come all to see the greatest coach in the history of worldwide sports take the Cowboys to unprecedented heights in the year 2025. Marvel at the surly curmudgeon who does nothing but win and win and win. Yes, folks, this is the year you will not want to miss. We're all in. We're not all the way in, I meant last year, but all the way in, they'll make you give us all your money again. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Never mind. How about them Cowboys? So that's Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com.
The reality is, like, he doesn't – does he absolutely do things to increase the Cowboys brand and everything else? Yes, but, like, there's more than enough being done by ESPN and everybody else to keep the Cowboys brand relevant that, yeah. Like, Jerry is not, like – in desperate need of getting revenue in here.
I just wish he would have said the opposite and the absolute truth of this is this group's final shot. I would have just preferred that. And I don't know how you give out the all-in statement to be totally opposite of what seems to be the case of one-year deals and then we're going to be all out. That's what it is.
Yeah.
This is one and done.
I mean, and it should
this
be.
This is make or break.
If it doesn't work this year, you need to blow it up. You need to.
Then maybe we should be applauding them a little bit more for not giving out all the extensions. It just feels like what's disappointing to me is the make or break kind of gives me a feeling of negativity going into the year. And I'm sure for everyone. McCarthy's going to be looking over his shoulder. Dak's going to be looking over his shoulder. CD, why am I not getting paid? What Micah drama are we going to have? Like, it just doesn't, it's not a good culture. It doesn't feel like a positive culture to go and win the championship when it's like, nah, this is your last dance. Go be the Bulls.
Yeah, it's
like Jerry Krause said it. Like,
right. The difference is they had Michael. You yeah. know, like that. There's a difference when you have.
So do the Cowboys, according to Bobby. Michael Penix, hopefully.
It's pronounced Penix.
We'll get to that all coming up. Let's hook you up. For turning it on, leaving it on, the home of the Rangers.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Call on number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see your World Series champion Texas Rangers take on the Washington Nationals on May 1st. And you'll want to get the early Tolos because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Nathan Eovaldi replica postseason jersey presented by Nolan Ryan Beef. And it's also Dollar Hot Dog Night at the ballpark. Get tickets and info now at rangers.com/tickets. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
And three more giveaways just like that tomorrow with the Hump Day Edition.
Hey.
Then Thursday, then Friday. It's Tuesday. It's Ask Reddit.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.